The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast, we give you the usual, some waiver wire pickups. I gave you a bunch, some streaming pitchers. I gave you a bunch of those. My MVP of the week might frustrate Vince D'Amato, but he's not here to defend himself. What can I do? And then my lock of the week, this guy is going to carry his team possibly to a World Series championship this year. Get on board right now. All that and a whole lot more coming up on the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Just Fantasy Baseball podcast. My name is Rami Lavie, and we have breaking news. We have a situation. We have a little bit of an emergency, and I will read you directly from Jeff McNeil's Instagram story. Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets. If you know of any emergency plumbers in the Long Island area, please have them DM me. Thank you. We got a situation. And then a couple of the hand covering the face, shaking my head emojis. We've all been there. Can't pretend we haven't, right? You go on a long road trip. In this case, 3 cities, 10 days. They were out in San Diego. They were out in Arizona and then Chicago. And then you come home and there's nothing like that first dump that you take when you get back home after a long road trip. You've been on the road. You've been staying at hotels, different places. You get home and it's a home game. Finally, you're back in your own shitter and you sit down on the can and you take just one of the most nasty, massive dumps you ever take in your entire life. And you sit down to do that. And guess what happens? Hit the flush once, doesn't go down all the way. You hit it a second time. The water starts rising a little bit. And then you got a situation, as Jeff McNeil says. So hopefully as this worked out by the time you're listening to this, I'm recording this late Sunday night. Crazy weekend for the Mets especially. What a game. Nick Castellanos saves the Philadelphia franchise, and they beat the Braves on Sunday Night Baseball. He has all three RBIs, come from behind, extra inning walk-off victory. And then the Mets sweep the White Sox. The White Sox set their own franchise record for losses in a season. And now on September 1st, the Mets only trail the Braves by one little game with a month to play. Oh, and still they have a series against each other coming up. So that should be fun to keep track of and watch down the stretch. Now, I do have some headlines as we start with headlines. But the number one headline for me on a personal level is I'm dead. I'm dead and buried. My fantasy baseball season is over. I had just the worst back-to-back weeks you could possibly have. I think I lost. Last week was fine. I think I went 5-5, something like that, but the previous week wasn't good. And then 0-10 this week. I was close in every category, just wasn't good enough. And looks like, barring a miracle, I'm going to miss the playoffs. And it just sucks. My fantasy season is over. Don't tell Vince. He's not here, but don't tell him. We will do our still update our best ball situation, which I know hasn't been going great for me either there. I got sustained an injury almost immediately with Ketel Marte. So, just tough times for your boy, you know? I'm out here. Relatable, right? I know it's fantasy football season. I did one fantasy football draft yesterday, doing another one on Tuesday. I'm excited for fantasy football. But I feel like, and I always talk about this, the fantasy hardos. Fantasy baseball players are fantasy hardos. Those are hardcore people who love fantasy sports. And I think it's tough. And I just had, you know, a tough season. I wanted to have a better season. What can I say? It didn't go my way. That's all I can say. I actually think my team was pretty good. I had some prolonged absences from some guys like Bryce Harper, like Freddie Freeman. My team wasn't perfect. No, it was far from it. But ultimately, I didn't expect it to be this bad. And unfortunately, it has been. Unfortunately, just not good enough for me this year. So the death of a season. The other thing is, I don't know if you're following this, if you're not a Yankee fan or a New York sports fan, maybe you're not. But with September call-ups, it was almost an assumption and a done deal to a lot of fans that Jason Dominguez would be called up and would be a major contributor for the New York Yankees. And that would affect you fantasy-wise. I don't know what the Yankees franchise is doing personally. Their last 67 games, they're 30-37. That's 7 games under 500 since June 12th. This is just a bad baseball team right now. They've been one of the worst teams in the league since June 12th. That's just a fact. And when they operate like a team that's already got it in the bag, it's like, oh, we're good. We don't need any help. You have a guy who's supposed to be a top-rated prospect who should come up right away and contribute for you, and they're not calling him up to manipulate service time. So he doesn't exceed the number of at-bats, God forbid, that would cost him his rookie season. I'm sorry. That's just not running a franchise in a competent way. That's not running a franchise that's trying to win a championship. It's just not. And I don't know what the Yankees situation is right now. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm kind of mad about it. They just lost. They went 2-4 against the Cardinals and the Washington Nationals this week. That's awful. 2-4 against the Cardinals and Nationals. Two terrible teams. 3 games at home, 3 games in Washington. Sorry, not good enough if you're the New York Yankees and you're a team that has championship aspirations. I don't think they're a championship caliber team. I've been pretty consistent about that since before the season started. My first ever show I hosted on WFAN, that was my show open. I don't think they're a championship caliber team. I still don't. They haven't done enough to change my mind. But for fantasy purposes, Jason Dominguez, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, leaving him down there. A couple other headlines. Let's get into them real quick. We have an injury to Jordan Hicks, so he's going to miss some time, at least 15 days. And it's shoulder inflammation, which is not good for Jordan Hicks. So you never, when you hear pitchers, shoulders, elbows, never good. Chaz McCormick, a guy who was on my fantasy team at one point, just tell you the struggles that I had with injuries. He was sent to AAA by the Houston Astros. A brutal blow for the Kansas City Royals as Vinny Pascantino is going to be out for the remainder of the regular season with a broken thumb, probably miss some time in the playoffs. And I'm kind of bullish on the KC Royals. I kind of like them. I think they are going to ultimately have a pretty good postseason. I think they could be one of the low-key favorites to win a World Series potentially. Their pitching's good. There's a lot of good to like there. But Vinny P, if he's not back for at least, you know, ALCS, I mean, that could be really tough. And who knows how he gets his timing back down. It's a thumb, so he probably can't swing a bat. It's rough. And then Clayton Kershaw headed to the IL with a bone bruise in his – a bone spur, I should say, in his toe. I'm not even sure how that works, but – I always get frustrated when I see the downfall of guys who are some of my favorite players. Prime Clayton Kershaw. I was a kid growing up watching Prime Clayton Kershaw. One of my favorite athletes ever. So, you know, to see him slowing down at the end of his career, it happens to everyone, but it's kind of sad. And lastly, I mentioned the Kansas City Royals. Tommy Pham is going to the Kansas City Royals. And can't you just see it? Tommy Pham having a big playoff moment for Kansas City. He signs there. After being with the Cardinals, so he's going to be in Kansas City. They picked him up. I don't think they play him at first base for Vinny P, so I don't know how they manipulate him. Maybe they play him at DH and they put Salvi at first base. But again, I kind of like this team in the postseason. So those are the headlines for today. We have some waiver wire pickups for you to pick up. Now, Vinny's not here, so I'll give you 4. Usually we each give you 2. So I'll give you 4 so that you don't feel like something is missing here. Wouldn't want you to miss out. So let's start with, where should we go with this? Let's start with Mickey Moniak. Or is it Mikey Moniak? He's only rostered in 3% of Yahoo leagues. Again, I don't know how that translates in Fantrax leagues, but he's got 4 home runs and 7 RBIs and a 500 on base in the last week alone. He scored 4 runs. So really hot week for Mickey Moniak. And I, you know, there's 2 directions you could go with this, and a lot of times I do, and you'll hear with these waiver wire pickups. The two directions to go are, one, you're going with guys who are going to get a ton of playing time because they're on a pretty bad team and they're just, hey, we want to see what these young guys got. Go out there, have some fun. You're going to get a ton of at-bats. I like that. The alternative is guys who maybe, you know, were struggling this year, but now playoff race, it's heating up and they're feeling the energy. So those are my other picks. And one of those picks I'll give you is Anthony Rizzo. I mentioned that the Yankees just didn't call up Dominguez, but Anthony Rizzo has a 289 on base on the year, which is awful. He only had 8 home runs, 28 RBIs, 32 runs scored. Even last year, his season was tough, only 12 home runs and 41 RBIs. He's missed a ton of time in both years. The Yankees pretty much said, we're going to let you sit out as long as you possibly need, and we'll call you up with a month left to go in the season to try and get you hot for the playoffs. I think, you know, the long 162 might not be in Rizzo anymore. He still got the defensive instincts. You saw him on a play where they tried a bunt to move runners over, and he just runs up in front of the mound practically as the pitch is being thrown and fields the bunt, throws out the runner at third, gets the lead runner. Just Rizzo, known for making that play. A guy who was beloved in, obviously, in Chicago, and Vince can speak to that. He went 2-for-4 with 2 runs and an RBI in the game in his first game back in the majors. So, you know, maybe there's lightning in a bottle, and for the last month of the season, your fantasy playoffs, and for the Yankees trying to turn things around, having a guy who's in the middle of a lineup that should be and can still be, I think, pretty good. When you look at Stanton, and if he's hot, and Jazz Chisholm, who's been hot, and I know Judge has struggled the last few days, but if Judge and so...
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cotto can get back on track. Austin Wells has been really good. There's no reason for that lineup not to put up a bunch of runs. Even Gleyber Torres has been good since the All-Star break. There's no reason for that lineup not to put up a bunch of runs. And if Anthony Rizzo is batting, even if it's the back half of the lineup, middle of the lineup, and I know even Volpe's been a little bit better. So, and maybe they do bring up Dominguez. That could be a good spot for Anthony Rizzo to be surrounded by a bunch of talent and give you some sort of production the rest of the way as the Yankees try and get something figured out down the stretch. I mentioned guys who are hot and on a team that's pretty much cooked, but this guy played against the Yankees today. Jordan Walker went 5-for-5 with 4 runs and a home run and 3 RBIs and a stolen base. This dude is available anywhere because he was 2 for his last 19, 1 for his last 11. That's an 091 on base in the last 2 weeks, really struggling in his season. Didn't have a single home run on the season before today, but this is a guy, and a lot of times I talk about this a lot on this podcast as well. There are guys who are highly touted prospects, and it just hasn't clicked yet for them. And last year, Jordan Walker had a really solid rookie showing, and he was picked really high by a lot of people and just up and down from the minors, injuries. It never worked out for him. This could be the year for Jordan Walker that he puts it all together. I really, truly believe that, because now stretch run, a month left, you're not fighting for the playoffs. You got a month to figure it out if you're Jordan Walker. I think over the next month, he could put up some big numbers for the St. Louis Cardinals and resurrect his career and just have some good feelings, good vibes for him going into next season. And maybe he's looked at as a sleeper pick in the later rounds going into next season. And then the last one is Jose Tana, who's playing for the Washington Nationals. He's playing almost every day over there. They're going to find places for him. He's eligible at shortstop, third base. He's an infielder. They're going to move him around. Again, a young player who's in a pretty good young lineup, who's just going to get some extended rope here and extended playing time. So over the last 2 weeks, he's got 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, a stolen base, 7 runs scored, a 375 on base, 16 for 46 hitting. That's pretty good. He's got a 393 on base over the last month. So Jose Tana, if he gets some playing time for the Nationals down the stretch here, I think that could be a solid piece for you to have as infield flexibility. Which brings us to streaming pitchers, guys who you can stream. And this first one is probably not a streamer. No, this first one is a streamer. I like him a lot, actually. I was going to go somewhere else. First, let's start with this one. Let's start with, let's do this one first. Let's go with Chris Flexen. Sorry about that. I didn't know where I wanted to start with that. But I started with Chris Flexen, who is pitching for the Chicago White Sox. And, well, you might say, well, the White Sox are playing the Orioles. He's pitching against Corbin Burnes at 3:05 on Labor Day on Monday. Yes, but the Orioles' offense has not been the same. If you've watched this team, I mentioned how much the Yankees have been struggling. You'd think it's prime opportunity for the Orioles to be running away with that division. Well, no, they haven't taken it by the horns. The Orioles' offense continues to struggle. So if there's ever a time that you're going to use a Chicago White Sox pitcher, maybe it's tomorrow. Their pitching has actually been pretty good. Today was really good, although the Mets still got the 2-0 win. But Garrett Crochet was every bit as good as Garrett Crochet can be at times. And so I really like this matchup for Chris Flexen against the Orioles, because I do think the Orioles continue to struggle, and it's a weird situation. Other streaming pitchers, and you'll have to look up the names, but the Miami Marlins are playing the Washington Nationals this week. And I know I just told you about some of the young bats coming up for the Marlins and the Nationals who can maybe contribute because they'll have extended rope. But the thing is, they also are young bats who struggle to hit at times. Find any pitcher that's available from this Marlins National Series and spot start them. I think you'll be in good situation if you need a spot start this week. They're playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Go find one of their pitchers from either side. Go find a couple of them. You'll probably get a couple good starts out of some of these guys. And then lastly, for streaming pitchers, this guy's an ad. I don't even think he's a streamer anymore. And unfortunately, it might be too late. This guy, everyone's probably rostering him already because of what he's done lately. And that is Spencer Arrighetti. This guy is awesome. His last start, obviously, gets the win. 7 2/3 innings, 11 strikeouts. He's got 17 strikeouts in his last 13 2/3 innings, a 0.73 whip, and a 0 ERA. This is a guy who's pitched all season, has 151 strikeouts, 124 innings. So he's been really good all year, but a 4.63 ERA on the season. Well, those numbers have come down significantly in the last month, a 1.95 ERA. 47 strikeouts and 32 in the third innings. He pitches for the Astros. They're playing against the Reds this week. That's a good matchup for him. This guy is going to be dominating. Everyone's like, oh, the Reds, the Astros starting pitching isn't great. No, this guy is great, and he's going to be great, and he's going to make some great starts in the postseason for them. Maybe down this stretch run, you can get some Spencer Arrighetti because those numbers from the last month, those are Cy Young. If you put that across the course of a season, those are SP1 type numbers. In fact, he's the 24th ranked fantasy baseball player overall in fantasy baseball over the last month. So a top 25 player in fantasy baseball over the last month. In the last couple of weeks, he's just been absolutely ridiculous. Just a beast out there. So Spencer Arrighetti this week starting against Cincinnati, and really just the rest of the season. If you can still pick him up in your league, I would run to go get him. That'll do it for the pitchers to stream, which means we only have a couple of categories left. And my number one favorite thing, and I love to do this because I don't needle, maybe I do a little bit, but I like to take my shots where they present themselves against my buddy, my good friend, Vince D'Amato. I love Vinny. But last week he told you when we did the who's hot, who's not, and he said he wants to put this guy in a buy low category, but he just can't bring himself to do it. He thought maybe it was a flash in the pan. And so who's hot, who's not? He said not hot was Lawrence Butler, but he's just so unproven that he can't put him in the category of buy low. Well, guess what? He would have been wrong because he has 2 stolen bases, 6 home runs, 10 RBIs, 9 runs scored, and a 500 on base, over 500 on base. He's actually got 15 hits in his last 32 at bats. He's the number one fantasy baseball player over the last week by far. He has been one of the best players in baseball. And over the last week, because he was dropped a ton, he's now up roster now plus 29%, up to 68% rostered in Yahoo Fantasy Baseball leagues, which means people had dropped him. He had dipped tremendously because of what Vince was saying. He was extremely cold the previous week. Like, again, over the last month, his on base is 301 with only 8 home runs. He's got 6 of those 8 in the last week, and he's got a 500 on base in the last week, which means he was really struggling for the last couple of weeks, and then he just absolutely went nuts. He would have been a great buy low candidate for Vinny. So suck it, Vince. You're wrong about that. This guy is awesome. And if anyone gave up on him because of that little cold stretch, I'm sorry. That's Vince's fault. I blame him. And then my lock of the week for this week. I have one lock this week. And the Baltimore Orioles, I told you, it's time. They're going to run. They're going to just take – they have to take the division by the horns. Grab it. Over the last month, this guy has been the 239th ranked fantasy baseball player. Unrosterable, basically, over the last month. Or a borderline roster player over the last month. Over the last 2 weeks, he's been 613th in fantasy baseball. He's only two for his last 24. He had zero home runs, no RBIs coming into today, that is. No stolen bases, no runs scored. He was batting 154 over the last week, 218 over the last 2 weeks, seven for his last 50 at the plate. But he went two for four today. He had a couple RBIs. He had a stolen base. And this week is the week that the Baltimore Orioles are finally going to take the division by the horns and grab it and run with it and leave the Yankees in their dirty orange dust. And that is Gunnar Henderson. They start the week off in Chicago. They're going to be playing against the White Sox, a weak team. I did say the Orioles offense struggles, but I think they'll wake it up. Hopefully it's after Monday so that you get that nice Chris Flexen start in there. But then they come home. They face Tampa. Tampa hasn't been great this year. Their pitching's not great. And the Orioles are primed in a prime position. They're going to be hot in September. They smell the blood in the water. They look at the Yankees and they say, well, you had your opportunity. We were stumbling. You had plenty of chances. You were playing against the worst teams in the league. You had your opportunities. Sorry you didn't take advantage of them. They're going to grab the bull by the horns. They're going to grab the division. The Orioles are going to run away with the AL East, and Gunnar Henderson is going to lead them. It's going to start this week. He's going to have an incredible week. He is my lock of the week. And that's going to do it for me until next time. Again, you know, I always talk about this on the show because I can talk to myself for a long time. Vince is somewhere, you know, Labor Day weekend. He actually has a real job and works and makes real money. So he's out somewhere getting drunk right now. I have to be in the city at like 7 o'clock in the morning to work on the midday show. Well, I have to leave from here at 7 o'clock in the morning, I should say, to work on the midday show on WFAN. Blessed to have the opportunities, of course. So, you know, different kind of weekend for me. But Vince is out partying, getting drunk somewhere. So it's just me solo. I can sometimes talk to myself for a long time and vamp. I guess tonight wasn't one of those nights, 20 minutes. Not my greatest showing of ability to talk to myself for hours. But until next time, like, subscribe, share the podcast. It helps support us, helps support me, helps support Vince, helps support the awesome guys who work behind the scenes on the show who do an incredible job. So until then, please do all that and be a friend, tell a friend. See you.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.